The operator of the crippled nuclear power plant in Fukushima has begun dropping into the Pacific Ocean sandbags filled with an absorbent to try to reduce the danger from radiation. The bags are filled with zeolite, better known as the active material sprinkled in cat litter boxes to absorb odors. In this case, zeolite is meant to take up cesium that has been detected at high levels along the Fukushima coast. On shore, the Tokyo Electric Power Company, known as TEPCO, is still struggling more than a month after the Fukushima 1 plant was damaged by an earthquake and tsunami to restore automatic cooling facilities for several reactors. In Tokyo on Saturday, several hundred demonstrators peacefully marched past a TEPCO building. Some were dressed as vegetables. Others were adorned with or carried produce. The protesters chant, "Vegetables are more important than nuclear power. We do not need nuclear plants. We do not need radiation." One of the participants, Naomi Saito from neighboring Saitama Prefecture, lamented the small number of people who have taken to the streets in protest since March 11th. But Saito said she understands why that is the case in a resource-poor country heavily reliant on atomic energy, where more than 50 nuclear plants have been built in the past 45 years.
We are in a very dangerous situation because of atomic. As a Japanese, think nuclear is very important, so I feel very sad.
Japan's government on Saturday ordered 13 nuclear plant operators to inspect and reinforce outside power links to avoid earthquake-triggered outages similar to the one on March 11th in Fukushima. The urgency of that directive was highlighted when a 5.9 magnitude earthquake jolted eastern Japan on Saturday. Radiation leaking from the Fukushima plant has forced tens of thousands of people in the prefecture to flee their homes. It has also contaminated crops and fishing waters and regenerated global concern about the safety of nuclear power plants. Steve Herman, VOA News, Tokyo.